This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESV Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESV Bradford.
And good evening and welcome to Lady Owls basketball. This is James Patrick at the Owls Nest. Tonight, the Lady Owls are going to take on the DuBois Lady Beavers in a District 9 league clash between two longtime rivals. As you can tell, there's an extra little bit of buzz in the building tonight. We've got the pep band here. We just had senior night introductions. Bradford's three seniors on the team were introduced. And well, I'll tell you later, but we got other stuff going on as well. So Lady Owls come into tonight, you know, struggling a little bit as of late. Tight game the other night. Got beat up pretty good the second half. Tonight, hopefully they can rebound and get themselves a win. Haley Keene, the team leader, was, I've gotten from my sources, back and forth all day long with playing, not playing, but she's a no-go, not able to go tonight. Just doesn't have the movement in her leg that she needs to be able to do this. So Haley won't be here this evening. The Lady Owls do have at least one road game and possibly two. So hopefully Haley can suit up again before the season ends. Earlier tonight, the Lady JV Owls came up on the short end 26-7. So I had said we had a little extra something tonight. The GYBL, which is a place near and dear to my heart because I used to be very involved when my girls were younger, but the GYBL teams are here tonight. They played at halftime of the JV game, and they'll play at halftime of the varsity game as well. So it's a thrill for those younger kids to get up here and see some of the older kids play. As I said, it's senior night tonight. The three seniors for the Lady Owls, Mallory Craig, Mackenzie Taylor, and Alyssa Johnson. We'll be talking about those three a lot tonight as they play their last home game. There was one senior recognized for DuBois, as well as a cheerleader and some band members. So, longtime rivals, D9 basketball, Lady Owls, Owls Nest, James Patrick. We will take a short break and we'll be back with you and get you the starting lineups. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
W298 CM Bradford, WESB Bradford, WBRR Bradford.
Your home for Super Bowl 59, B107.5 FM
and 100.1 The Hero.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to stay tonight for the entire national anthem. We're real close to that happening, so welcome back to Lady Owls basketball. Lady Owls against Lady Beavers tonight from DuBois.
Led by senior Lady Owl, Mallory Craig.
Thank you. Okay, welcome back. Little something special there. Mallory Craig, one of the seniors on the Lady Owls basketball team, is also a part of the band, and she directed the band right there during the national anthem. So that was neat. Always good to see a big, nice crowd at the Owl's Nest. My daily weather report that I'm going to give you, you guys were there, lived it today. It was nice to see some of that stuff melting. So we're going to introduce, here comes the Dubois Beavers. So starting for tonight for Dubois will be A. Kennis, Fontaine, Powers, C. Kennis, and Gray. So I'm going to go ahead and say the Kennis sisters. We'll try to keep them separated. Starting for your Lady Owls tonight, Sevilla Long, Mallory Craig, Mackenzie Taylor, Alexis Keyshore, and Alyssa Johnson. The same lineup they've went with here for the last few games anyways. Miranda Davis, Olivia Funk, Casey Poe, Madison Reimer will be coming off the bench. There is still some talk in the building about a D9 playoff game for these Lady Owls. I would say tonight is probably a must win to make that happen. So let's see if we can get that done. Okay, I decided to stay quiet while those three seniors were introduced. You guys could feel the energy of the crowd. So, good night for Owls basketball. Winding down the season here. I'm already looking forward to next year. I always do that. So, about to get underway here. Coaches with their last minute instructions. Nice evening. Nice crowd. Band is here. We are ready for some D9 league basketball. Okay. Thank you for tuning in. We haven't heard much from our sponsors, but as always, thank you for our sponsors that allow all this stuff to happen. It's going to be Mackenzie Taylor jumping against A. Kennis for Dubois. And we are about to be underway. And there's a Dubois victory on the opening jump ball. So the Lady Owls start in a 2-3 defense. And there's a throwaway, stolen away by Sevilla Long. Sevilla's going to take it all the way and lay it in. Beautiful, beautiful start there for the Lady Owls. Sevilla Long steals it, goes coast to coast, spins around and lays it in. There's a hand on the ball, stolen away by Alyssa Johnson. Johnson out to Keyshore. Keyshore back to Johnson. So the Lady Owls are very aggressive on the defensive end here to start the game. Johnson with the ball. Dubois is playing looks to be a man-to-man defense. So, Mackenzie Taylor with the ball. Mallory Craig, up a little too strong, rebounded by Dubois. So, Lady Owls at 1 minute in, will have a 2-0 lead. Dubois with a long three ball, off the mark, rebounded by Dubois and put back up in by A. Kennis. So that was an issue the other night, the rebounds. The beginning of the game, not so much. And then later on, it was just Lady Owls were struggling on the boards on both ends. And there's a backcourt violation on the Lady Owls, a pass that got away. They need to not turn it over that much tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So Dubois is going to have possession. Tie ball game, 6:28 to go in the first quarter. That is Fontaine out near the logo calling out the plays. Sevilla Long with the defense. They get it down low. Two passes down low, and then a shot off the mark, rebounded by Keyshore. Keyshore to Taylor. Taylor looking for somebody as she crosses the timeline. Gets it to Alyssa Johnson. Johnson's going to take it. She stops at the foul line and tries a pass. It gets tipped on the floor. Good hustle. Gets it to Craig. Craig is fouled. 22, that's Powers. Powers with their first foul and team's first foul. So we had our first rugby scrum of the game. Mallory Craig won that, and she was fouled. So Lady Owls are going to inbound it. Alyssa Johnson now calling out the plays. Gets it to Taylor, and it's through her hands and stolen away by Dubois. There's a three ball by Dubois, and it's good. That is Gray. So Gray with her first points, and the Beavers are off to a 5-2 start. 5:18 to go in the game, in the first quarter. Mackenzie Taylor with the ball. Nice pick there by Keyshore to free her up a little bit. Gets it back to Johnson. Johnson dribbles in, foul line, goes all the way, puts it in. Very nice, very strong move there by Alyssa Johnson. She saw a little bit of an opening and she went for it. Nice lay-in. 5-4. There's a quick hand by Johnson. Oh, Dubois able to come away with it. Almost a steal. There's almost a steal by Craig. Now they get it down low. And the shot's missed, but rebounded by Dubois. Back down low. And she's going to be fouled. That is Powers underneath. It's going to be fouled by Alexis Keyshore. Her first, the team's first, and Powers will be at the line for two for Dubois. First one's up and good. So the couple of these players for Dubois have a little bit of height. You can see that they're the second free throw's off the mark, but Dubois gets the rebound. Jump ball is going to go with Bradford. But there's certainly a height advantage for Dubois with a couple of them, and that's going to – Lady Owls will struggle getting rebounds, but they can occasionally box them out. Trying to get this inbounds in. Keyshore, 5 seconds. Another turnover by the Lady Owls. 6-4, Dubois lead, 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Dubois will inbound under their own basket. Trying to get it in down low, didn't work. Okay, all the way up top. Here's a three ball, and that's off the mark. That is going to be a foul on Dubois. Black 33, that's going to be C. Kennis, her first, the team's second. So she went over the top. The Owls, Lady Owls had position. You know, she's that much taller, so she did end up fouling going over the top of the defender there. So Keyshore across the timeline. Going fast, took it all the way. Back up top to Taylor. Taylor sets it up, calls out a little few instructions. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson's going to take a three ball, and she's going to drain it. Alyssa Johnson says, give me the ball. That's 5 points for her in the early going, and the Lady Owls have a 7-6 lead. Crowd into it, getting the defense fired up. Around the outside, Dubois can't get it down low, and there's a turnover. And Taylor came away with it to Johnson, long, all the way. Oh, they say no foul. Good block there by Dubois. Great passive for the Lady Owls, and Sophia Long was ahead of the field, but they did call the foul. They did call the foul on Fontaine. Her first and the third team foul for the Lady Beavers. So Sevilla Long is going to be at the line for two. First one's up and good. Good start here for the Lady Owls. 3:32 to go. And a two-point lead, 8-6. Second free throw is off the mark. Two boys across the timeline. I think the band might get in trouble. If I do remember, I don't know that they're allowed to play during the playing of the game. But Dubois with the ball. Triple team there. The Lady Owls almost got it stolen away. Long three ball. Off the mark. Johnson with the rebound. So Johnson's going to take it across half court. Look for an open person. Waiting for her teammates to catch up, actually. Mackenzie Taylor with the ball. Lady Owls with the ball and a two-point lead. Down low to Keyshore, who is fouled. That's going to be, I think, that is on C. Kennis. That's her second foul. She's one of the tall ones down low, so she's got to come out of the game. Daniluk comes into the game for her. So two fouls on one of the post players down low for Dubois. There's an inbound pass, goes off of the Dubois defender. Lady Owls will inbound it under their own basket again. The other night they struggled with, they've already had 1 5-second call, so Punxsutawney put the pressure on, and Lady Owls has a really hard time inbounding the ball. Keyshore down low to Long. Two steps. Oh, Long misses the lay-in. Long outlet. Alyssa Johnson intercepted it, but somehow Dubois comes away with it. And there's a scrum. And Dubois comes away with that. And there's Alyssa Johnson with a steal. And a jump ball call. So Alyssa Johnson got tied up. Jump ball call. That's going to stay with Dubois. Some crazy stuff there. Almost three steals by the Lady Owls. 8-6, Lady Owls lead, 2:16 to go. Dubois with possession. They get it in. There's a mid-range jumper, and good. That's good by Fontaine, her first points of the game. Here comes Johnson. We have a tie ball game, 8-8. Johnson, three-point line. Oh, it's double-team Johnson. And she lost the ball. We're going to take the timeout with the Dubois coach. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back, James Patrick, Owl's Nest, Lady Owls basketball, senior night here. Good game so far. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 8-8. Both teams have had opportunities for many steals and things, but there's been three or four jump balls. Dubois gets it down low, and there's another jump ball. That one's going to go to Bradford. I had to wait and see if they were going to call a foul. So Keyshore ties up the girl that got the ball down low, and Lady Owls are going to have possession. Full court pressure this time by Dubois. Gets it into Taylor. Taylor gets it over to Alyssa Johnson. We need some urgency here. Johnson's across the timeline. Over to Keyshore. Keyshore drives it in, and it gets knocked out of bounds off of Dubois. Couple subs coming in there for Dubois. Lady Owls are going to inbound underneath their own basket. Tie ball game, 1:27 to go in the first quarter. Alyssa Johnson, inbound. directed traffic, gets to Taylor. Taylor's going to take a three. Oh, just off the iron. Keyshore with the rebound. Keyshore puts it up, and it's in and a one. So that ball bounced. It hit the rim five times. I don't know if I've ever seen one stay up there that long. So it was up there forever. And I don't have that number for the foul on the Lady Beavers. But Keyshore's going to go for the old-fashioned three, and that's off the mark. Rebounded by Craig. Craig again puts it up off the mark. Oh, Johnson with a three ball off the mark. That's rebounded by Keyshore, but tied up. Another jump ball. That one's going to go to Dubois. So Lady Owls with a 10-8 lead. Spirited effort here by both sides. Good game tonight. Lady Beavers have five fouls, and the Lady Owls only have one. So the Owls will be shooting, if there are any more non-offensive types. We break the 1 minute to go in the first quarter. There's a three ball off the mark. Keyshore with a rebound. You got to get it out of your hands before you get converged on there. She does get it to Alyssa Johnson. So 47 seconds to go. Lady Owls with a two-point lead and possession. Johnson. Sophia Long. Oh. Is she okay? Yes, she is. She is okay. So that'll be two shots for Sophia Long. She wasn't quite there yet, but... Okay, that's going to be the second foul on number 32 that I don't even have for Dubois. I'm going to find out during the break, but Sophia Long at the line for two. 39.2 seconds to go. First one's up. Good. Lady Owls extend the lead to 3 points. And the second one up. And good. Three-quarter court pressure there by the Lady Owls. 36 seconds to go. Four-point lead, 12-8. There's a almost steal by Sevilla Long. They still haven't got it across. There's a steal by Clark or Taylor. Taylor gets it out to Craig. 18 seconds to go. Mallory's looking for somebody. Gets it to Alyssa Johnson. So Lady Owls, after that episode there, are going to have a chance to take the final shot. And there comes... No. There's a travel. So it was stolen away by the Dubois. And then a travel as the girl fell down. Lots of people hitting the floor here. 6.3 seconds to go. Lady Owls inbound under their own basket. There's a Taylor for three off the mark. Keyshore gets the rebound, puts it up off the mark. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. With a score, your Lady Owls 12 and Dubois 8. I'm going to take a break. We'll be back for the second quarter. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Here you go, Lindy. Thank you. Okay, you just got to be in the heat of the moment there. James Patrick, start of the second quarter. Lady Owls lead by four. The young lady for Dubois that has two fouls real quick is Orzakowski. We'll go with that. So looks like the Lady Owls will have possession here. 4-point lead. We start the second quarter. senior night here at the Owl's Nest. Keyshore gets it into Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Beavers. And that's tipped away. Johnson, Johnson gets it back. Gets it to Taylor. Keyshore out at the top of the key. Johnson again. Directed traffic. There's Miranda Davis has checked into the game. Shot off the mark, goes out of bounds. So you've got Craig, Johnson, Taylor, Keyshore, and Miranda Davis in there right now. So Miranda's in there for Sevilla Long. Pressure there by the Lady Owls. Dubois gets it across the timeline, and the shot's off the mark. And that's rebounded by C. Kennis. The foul's on Miranda Davis, and Kennis will be shooting two. First one's up, and good. Lady Al still with only two team fouls in the game. Kennis' second free throw is up. Good. Didn't touch the rim either time. So there's an inbound here by Keyshore. Looking for, gets it to Johnson. Johnson trying to get across the timeline. She does. Gets it to it. Oh, yes. Gets it to Miranda Davis. I don't know how she fit it through there, but she got the pass underneath to Miranda Davis, was alone, and gets the two. There's a three ball by Fontaine. And Dubois steals the ball away from Bradford. So Lady Owls lead 14-13. Dubois with possession. And there's a scrum ball that A. Kennis picks up. That foul's going to be on Mackenzie Taylor, her first. Team second in the quarter. A. Kennis will be at the line for two. And that one's up and good. So Dubois with a chance here to take the lead. We're currently tied at 14. And it's off the mark. Rebounded by Dubois. And Miranda Davis comes away with another rebound. And they... Okay. She tried to throw it to Mallory Craig. She was fouled by number 14, Fontaine. That's her second foul. And the team's first. So Lady Owls are going to try to inbound it again. Crazy action here going on. Keyshore under the Dubois basket. And it's stolen away by Dubois. And laid in and won. A. Kennis. Melissa Johnson's first foul of the game. So we got to do something about these getting the ball inbounds here off the full court press. Sevilla Long's going to check back into the game, this time for Alexis Keyshore. One shot here for Kennis. Dubois with a 2-point lead now, 16-14. And that's off the mark. Mackenzie Taylor comes away with a board. Now they need to move here. Mackenzie Taylor. There, gets it to Sevilla Long. Long down low to Davis. And they called a travel. Davis was underneath. Got the ball. It got some partially blocked. They called a travel on Davis. So there's some pressure by the Lady Owls. Dubois breaks it, and they throw it away, trying to get it down low. After that timeout for the quarter, Dubois has come out with a different intensity themselves. So every time a Lady Owl gets the ball, it's double and triple team. They've got to get the ball away from themselves. Rather quickly, there's got to be somebody open. And there's a long pass. Sevilla Long is able to save it. Gets it out to Taylor. Looking for Davis down low. Stolen away by Dubois. All the way down. put up off the mark. Sevilla Long with a rebound out at the foul line. Mallory Craig with the ball gets it to Alyssa Johnson. Dubois leads by two, 5:47 to go in the half. Shot there by Miranda Davis off the mark, rebounded by Taylor. And she throws it away before she went out of bounds herself. Dubois with the ball. There's a medium-range jumper off the mark. Alyssa Johnson with the ball. And dribbles it off of her own foot. No, it was off the defender's foot. And they give it to Dubois. Bradford, Coach Blatchley's going to call a full timeout. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout with him. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Good evening and welcome back. James Patrick, Owl's Nest, District 9 Basketball. Longtime rivals Bradford and Dubois. Currently in a very close, pretty evenly matched game. Dubois with a 16-14 lead. Lady Owl's struggling to get a few of these inbound passes in, so Coach Blatchley took a timeout. Lady Owls with possession, down by two. 5:27 to go in the first half. Looks like Keyshore's back in the game. She's going to inbound it. Gets it to Long. Double team on Long, and they call a foul on Dubois. That's going to be on A. Kennis, I believe, number three. It is. Now that's her first. The team's second. Now, like I said, anytime a Lady Owl gets the ball, there's at least two defenders that converge on her. Keyshore with the inbound. Gets it into Long. Long. Back to Keyshore. Keyshore dribbles it around, doing a little directing traffic. She gets it down to Miranda Davis, who travels. She handed it off to her, and Miranda took an extra step. Davis is going to check out now. Mackenzie Taylor coming back into the game. Got some instructions from Coach Blatchley. So we've got Craig, Taylor, Johnson, Keyshore, and Long. Long. So you're starting five for the Lady Owls out there. There's a long three ball and banked in. Banked in by Fontaine. Dubois takes a five-point lead. A little bad luck there for the Lady Owls and some good luck for Dubois. Keyshore with the ball. Johnson up top of the key. Johnson looks for an opening. Nothing there. Gets it down low to Keyshore. Puts up a floater off the mark, rebounded by Long, gets it to Taylor, and Taylor's shot's off the mark. Dubois comes away with it. There's a steal by Alyssa Johnson. Dubois quickly back on defense, and they tip it away from Johnson. Dubois steals it, and now timeout by Dubois as Keyshore was trying to steal it. Now, we're going to stick around this time. So, Dubois has pulled out to a five-point lead and with possession. 4:19 to go in the first half. Double and triple teams every time the Lady Owls get the ball. So, they've got to learn to get rid of that ball. And it's hard to do. A couple of them think they can break the pressure occasionally. But, obviously, if you do the numbers, if there's three on you, there's a couple of your players standing around somewhere. But I know it's difficult. So the same starting five out there for your Lady Owls. 4:13 to go, five-point lead and possession for Dubois. Lady Owls can't let this thing get away here now. So let's get a good defensive stand and come down here and get a basket. Inbound pass to the backcourt, across the timeline. Long on the defense. Long pass to the corner. And another pass back to the corner. Down low. Up, missed. Johnson with the ball. Johnson with a rebound. Long outlet to Long, who misses the layup. So they did get a rebound, long outlet pass, but unable to convert. So here comes Dubois once again, 5-point lead. There's a long shot by Dubois off the mark. Melissa Johnson gets the rebound and gets fouled. That foul's on Gray. That's Gray's first foul, the team's third. So once again, here we go with Lady Owls trying to inbound the ball. They are not guarding the inbound passer. And that's a foul on Kennis. C. Kennis. That's her third foul. She fouled the inbounder. Right after I told you that they weren't going to guard the inbound passer. I didn't see that happening, but it did. So here comes Lady Owls inbounding again. Johnson double teamed in the corner. Had to run somebody over, I believe. Yep, fouls on Alyssa Johnson. So she was pinned in the corner by two Dubois players. She put her shoulder down and drove one of them to the ground. I mean, not much you can do there. There's a drive by Dubois off the mark. Taylor with a rebound. Instant pressure by Dubois. She gets to Keyshore. Back to Taylor. Mackenzie Taylor directed some traffic here. So 5-point lead for Dubois as we approach 3 minutes in the first half. Taylor to Long, and Long travels. Got the ball, took an extra step backwards. Dubois is going to have the ball down at the Bradford end. Three-quarter court pressure pick up here by Long. They get it across the time. Well, no, I'm gonna, as soon as I tell you that, they Alyssa Johnson with a steal and the lay-in. So they let Alyssa be a little bit physical there, and the Lady Owls cut it to within three. Johnson goes for a steal again. Dubois gets around it. Down low. And tipped away by Keyshore. Dubois comes up with the ball. Long shot off the mark. Rebounded by Dubois. Put back in and one. The foul's on Keyshore, her second. And the basket was by Powers. So Powers cleans up the dirty laundry. And a chance to make it a 6-point game here with one free throw. 2:31 to go in the first half. It's up, off the mark, rebounded by Dubois. Dubois pulls it back up top. Foul line tipped away by Craig. Here goes Sevilla Long. All the way by herself, and she misses the layup. Dubois gets the rebound. Five-point game, 2 minutes to go in the first half. Dubois with possession. Lady Owls unable to convert several layup situations tonight. They'd certainly be at least tied or maybe with a lead. You got to convert those uncontested ones. So long inbound pass. Oh, Sevilla falls down. That's a three ball by A. Kennis. A. Kennis with a three ball. So 8-point game. Dubois leads. Johnson with the ball. Gets it to Taylor. Taylor with a long shot off the mark. Rebounded by Long. And a scrum. Long gets it and gets it, throws it out to half court, and Mackenzie Taylor saves it. Good hustle there by Long. Keep it alive and get it free. There's a three ball for Alyssa Johnson. I thought I heard a whistle, but I didn't. Off the mark, and there's a foul by possibly Mallory Craig. It is on Mallory. That's her first. That'll be the team's fifth. Dubois will be at the line for two. That's going to be Dana Luck looking for her first points of the game from the line. 8-point game, 1:13 to go in the half. First one's up and off the mark. Another free throw here for Dubois. I don't think the coach can yell box out any louder. Second free throw is up and good. So Dana Luck gets her for first point of the game. 1:10 to go, 9-point lead for Dubois. Keith Shore with the ball, gets it blocked, and it goes out of bounds. Bradford will maintain possession. 1:02 to go in the first half. Lady Owls need a basket here. Johnson's going to inbound. Gets it to Taylor. Three ball. Off around the rim and out. Sevilla Long on the defense, but Dubois gets it across the timeline. There's a three ball off the mark. Goes over the backboard, out of bounds. Lady Owls are going to have possession, down by 9. 47 seconds to go in the first half. And Dubois relaxes their full court pressure this time. Sevilla along with the ball. Alyssa Johnson. Johnson directing traffic up top. Tells Taylor to come back to her. Then Johnson finds a bit of an opening, gets it to Long, and Long's going to go to the foul line for two. That's on Fontaine. That's her third foul. So Dubois has two starters with three fouls here in the first half. Long, first free throw is up and off the mark. Second free throw is up and off the mark. Rebounded by Dubois. 22 seconds to go in the first half. 9-point lead and possession for Dubois. Stolen away by Johnson. Goes out of bounds off of Johnson. 15.2 to go in the first half. Dubois holds it up top. 8 seconds to go. 5 seconds to go. They try to get it in. Long intercepts it. Long's going to have to heave it. She does. It's off the mark. So your halftime score is going to be the Lady Beavers 25, your Lady Owls 16. I will compile some stats. I'll be back with a halftime show. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford, WESB Bradford, WBRR Bradford.
Your home for Super Bowl 59, B107.5 FM, and 100.1 The Hero.
Welcome back, James Patrick. Owl's Nest League, District 9 League matchup against old-time rival Dubois. Lady Owls currently trail 25-16. I'm being treated to a little GYBL matchup. And it brings back a lot of memories, as I told you earlier, when my girls played a lot of fun when they played GYBL. So these girls are getting a thrill to play on the bigger court tonight. And it's fun stuff to watch. So three main problems in the first half for the Lady Owls. We will begin with the inability to rebound. And unfortunately, leading rebounder, tallest person, and really our only down-low presence, Haley Keene, unable to go tonight with a leg injury. We simply can't get a rebound, Tom. It doesn't fare too well in trying to win the game. Secondly, we struggle with the full-court pressure trying to get the ball inbounds, and we've been unable to convert several uncontested layups. You know the girls want those ones back, but you don't get them back. So 25-16, Dubois leads at the half. Two players with 8 points for Dubois, A. Kennis and Fontaine. Lady Owls are led by Alyssa Johnson with 7 and Sevilla Long with 5. It's also senior night here at the Owls Nest. Mallory Craig, Mackenzie Taylor, and Alyssa Johnson playing their last home game. All three longtime starters for the Owls and letter winners. So, we are at the half, 25-16 Dubois. I feel like there's still an excitement in the building tonight and they can come back and get this W. So, we'll see what happens here in the second half. We're going to take one more break, and then we'll be back with the third quarter. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back, James Patrick here at the half. Both teams coming out of the locker room now, do their second half warm-ups. Lots of smiles on the Lady Owls' faces, so that's the important thing here. Half the basketball left to go. Lady Owls trail 25-16. I do want to tell you that our next broadcast will be Thursday evening, approximately 7:15, 7:20 or so. Thursday night, the boys in action against the Brookville team. I'll throw weather pending in there, but Let's hope they're wrong with the forecast, actually. So Thursday evening, about 7:15, 7:20, we'll have boys action here from the Owl's Nest. And I believe it could also be senior night for the boys. So once again, both teams out here warming up. You know, just Dubois winning a lot of the scrums, getting all the rebounds, and the Lady Owls failing to convert on a few easy chances, or we'd be right near a tie game type thing. So you just got to reverse the trend there in the second half and see if you can get the boards and see if you can make them miss a few things. So both teams getting last-minute instructions. Shout out to my friend John Thompson. If you're out there listening, I hope you are. Mona came up here. I thought she was going to give me an update of the boys' score, but I do not have one for you tonight. The boys are down in Dubois, I believe. So Dubois is going to have possession of the ball as we start the third quarter with a 9-point lead. Original starting five out there for your Lady Owls. Johnson, Keyshore, Long, Craig, Taylor. 2-3 defense. Pass it around to the outside, get it down low. Converge on defense, kicked it back out to the corner. Long cross court. There's a shot off the mark and the scrum, and Alyssa Johnson comes away with it. So Lady Owls with a stop there to start the second half. Johnson calls out the play. Give and go with Keyshore. Keyshore puts it up and is fouled. So Keyshore is going to be at the line. I think she's going to be at the line for two. That foul is on Gray. That's going to be her second and the team's first. Nope, yeah, I was correct. The referee looked like it. She said it was on the floor. And now coaches are all not happy about that, but she did say it was on the floor. So Lady Owls are going to inbound under their own basket. There's an inbound to Taylor. Taylor gets it to Johnson. Johnson directing traffic, gets it down low to Craig. Craig shot off the mark, rebounded her own shot, and then it goes out of bounds off the Lady Owls. Dubois inbounds on three-quarter court pressure by the Lady Owls. I don't know what they called there. But you know, Dubois is going to maintain possession. I have no idea what that was. They got it inbounds. They headed out by the foul line and they blew the whistle. Nobody was really near anybody. Gave it back to Dubois. So Dubois trying to get across the timeline, and they do. Nobody scored here in the second half. 6:45 to go in the third. Dubois kicks it out, long three ball, wide open. It's a two by number 22, Powers. So Dubois extends their lead to 11. Johnson with the ball, trying to make an opening, unable to do that. Gets it to Long, who gets fouled. That foul's on Powers. That's going to be her second and the team's second. Keyshore is going to inbound it out near half court on the sideline. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson's going to direct some traffic. Down low. Taylor, mid-range jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Dubois. Dubois quickly down court. They get it out here. Down. So a shot there by, looks like number 14. The foul's going to be on Mallory Craig. Wasn't much of a shot, but it was thrown up. Fontaine will be at the line for two. First one's up and good. Twelve-point lead now for the DuBois Beavers. Second one's up and good. Three-quarter court pressure there by DuBois. Lady Owls across the timeline. Johnson with the ball. She drives down, puts up a shot. It's in and out. Rebounded by DuBois. DuBois comes across the timeline. 5:43 to go in the third quarter. There's a tip ball that DuBois maintains control of. There's a three ball by DuBois off the mark. Saved by DuBois. Brought in by Keyshore, who did not know there was a player behind her, and DuBois steals it back. And there's a drive all the way down the lane and in. And a foul on. That foul's on Mackenzie Taylor, going to be her second. The team's second. And A. Kennis with 2 points and a chance for the old-fashioned three. And it's up and good. So the Lady Beavers here have doubled the Lady Owls at 32-16 with a 16-point lead now. Johnson with the ball. Gets it out to Taylor. Taylor thought about the three. Gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore to Craig. Mallory Craig on the scoreboard. Very nice. Puts it in. And there's a timeout. We're going to take it with them. This is Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. James Patrick, Owl's Nest. DuBois the opponent, longtime rival in District 9 league matchup. So Lady Owls are going to put on full court pressure here. After the make, they get it out, and there's a tipped away, stolen. Taylor's got the ball. Gets it down low to Keyshore, who puts it up and is fouled. That foul is on C. Kennis. Her fourth. So she's a starter and tall player that's going to have to come out of there for DuBois. Keyshore is going to be at the line for two. First one's up. Off the mark. One more free throw here for Keyshore. Lady Owls down by 14. Up and good. Lady Owls with pressure once again. They get it across the timeline. And young lady lost control but gains it back. And they throw it away. So Bradford's going to create another turnover. 4:41 to go here in the third. Start by trying to get this thing down to single digits. Keyshore with the ball. Out to Johnson. Down low to Keyshore. Keyshore puts it up. Off the mark. DuBois comes away with a rebound. There's Long on the defense and the foul. Sevilla Long, that's her first foul. The team's third. DuBois inbounds, sideline. They get it into A. Kennis. They get it down low, kick it out. Driven down low, spin move. And then it's stolen away by Keyshore. Keyshore's going to try to go coast to coast. And she does. Nice job there by Alexis Keyshore. Lady Owls putting pressure on the ball again. Dubois gets it across the timeline. Oh, and there's a foul on Keyshore. At least I believe it's on Keyshore. It is. I always get in trouble when I make those calls myself. But so that's Keyshore's third foul and the team's fourth foul. Now, Lady Owls have cut it to 11, 32-21. See if they can get another stop here. Keyshore, Craig, Long, Johnson, Taylor. There's a drive and a shot. I think they're going to get Mallory Craig with a foul. It's going to be two shots for Dubois. It is Mallory Craig. That's her third. Lady Owls with two players now. Keyshore and Craig both with three fouls. It's going to be Gray at the line for two. First one's up and in. Back to a 12-point lead. Gray with another shot here. Second one's up and in. Lady Owls inbound. No pressure here by Dubois this time. Across the timeline. Lady Owls trail by 13. Johnson trying to find an opening. Nothing there. Hands it off to Taylor. Taylor gets it down low to Keyshore. Shots off the mark. Rebounded by Dubois. Dubois quickly down court. Shot up and in by Powers. Nice move there by Powers. And Lady Owls trail by 15. Johnson with the ball. Johnson takes a three off the mark. Rebounded by Dubois. Dubois across the timeline. 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Lady Owls trail by 15. Get the ball down low. Nice move up and off the back iron. Got her own rebound, and there's a shot off the mark. Owls with the rebound. Get it out to Johnson. Johnson pulls it up. Gets it down to Keyshore, who gets to Long. Long to Taylor. Taylor with a shot, in and out. Rebounded by Dubois. Long pass, out of bounds, off of Dubois. They tried to get it underneath, and by the time the ball got there, the young lady was contested, and it went off of her out of bounds. So Lady Owls with possession, down by 15, 1:51 to go in the third quarter. Alyssa Johnson across the timeline. To Taylor. Taylor with a three ball. Off the mark. And it's out of bounds off of the Lady Owls. Dubois with possession. Looks like we're going to put on some full court pressure here. There's a pass in. And another tipped away by Long. Taylor comes away with it. Sevilla Long there with a beautiful tip away. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson tries to find opening, but there's nothing there. Hands it off to Taylor. Back to Johnson. Johnson directing some traffic. Johnson takes it down. Floater and gets fouled and is going to shoot two. Number two, that's Dana Luck. Her first foul, the team's fourth with 1:08 to go. Alyssa Johnson's going to shoot two. First one's up and off the mark. Second shot is up. and who in and out a couple different times, but out ultimately. There's a heave down the court, stolen away by Mackenzie Taylor. And she loses control and goes out of bounds, and both players hit the floor. Everybody's okay. Yeah, they're going to give it to Dubois. I thought they would, but it certainly was a... It happened right in front of me, so I knew who it was off of. But okay, so Dubois inbounds. 15-point lead, 54 seconds to go in the third. 2-3 zone by your Lady Owls. They get it to the foul line and then down low for a layup there by Powers. Extend the lead to 17. Taylor dribbles around, gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore loses control, out of bounds. Dubois will have the ball, 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Owls full court pressure. They get it across the timeline. 16 seconds to go. And there's a shot off the mark and rebounded by her own shot. There's a foul on Mallory Craig, I think. Yep, that's her fourth. She's going to have to take a seat, I think. That was number 3A, Canis. Missed a little jump shot. Got her own rebound and then was fouled. So that's the fifth foul on the Lady Owls. First one's up and good. That's an 18-point lead. 10 seconds to go in the third. Second one up and good. Johnson with the ball. She's going to come across the timeline. 5 seconds. 3 seconds. And she puts up a shot off the mark. Your score after three is going to be 40-21. Dubois with the lead. We'll take a short break and be back with the fourth quarter. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick. Sorry, I was doing something there. Fourth quarter about to get underway. Dubois has taken a 40-21 lead. A couple of the young ladies for the Owls are pretty emotional there. You know, this is their last quarter, three of them anyways, their last home game. So let's see what we can do here in the fourth. There's a shot by Dubois off the mark and out of bounds off of Bradford. Dubois will inbound under their own basket. Out there for your Lady Owls, Keyshore, Long, Craig, Taylor, Johnson. Original starting five. There's an inbound and a shot. It's good. That was Fontaine. Gets her 12th point of the game. Alyssa Johnson with the ball. Down low to Keyshore. Puts it up. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Dubois. ...42-21, Dubois leads. They get it out. Top of the key. Down low. That's a... C. Kennis with her. Well, nice shot by her and a put back. She's the one playing with four fouls with the Dubois. Mackenzie Taylor's thought about the long three ball. Gets it to Craig. Craig puts it up and in. So Mallory Craig with a basket. And there's a timeout by Coach Blatchley. I'm sure he wants to set up some full court pressure. We're going to stay here this time. So Dubois is obviously taking control of the game. They're up by 21 here just starting the fourth quarter. Just too much by the Beavers here tonight. Lady Elves unable to really get it going. When you rely so much on your star player and your tallest player, and she's unable to go, you're in a world of hurt. Lady Elves hung in there pretty long, but unable to match Dubois' intensity, toughness, all that stuff. So Dubois is going to inbound. 6:43 to go in the game. Same starting five out there for the Lady Owls. Double team defense in the corner. They get it out. It's up top. Back to a wing. Back up top. Thought about a three. Gets it over. Mid-range jumper. Good. That's Gray. And... once again, 46-23. Dubois has doubled it up. Mackenzie Taylor with the ball. Top of the key. Hands it to Alyssa Johnson. Johnson's going to take a three ball. Off the mark. Craig saves it. Dubois gets it. Saves it from going out of bounds, but Dubois comes away with it. Dubois gets it down low. Double team. Jump ball created by Alexis Keyshore, and the Lady Owls are going to gain possession. Good hustle there by Alexis Keyshore. Into the game comes Miranda Davis. She's going to come in for Sevilla Long. 5:47 to go in the game. Keyshore inbounds to Johnson. Olivia Funk's going to check into the game on the next whistle. Johnson drives down, puts up a shot. Off the mark, gets her own board. And a jump ball. Referee is questioning which way the jump ball should go here at the scorer's table. Black ball, that which is Dubois. Alexis Keyshore out of the game now, and Olivia Funk has checked in. Okay, the ball's going to be given back to the Lady Owls. It's just going to take a while for that. No, it's not. All right. Dubois crosses the timeline with a 23-point lead. Kick out, three ball. Off the mark. Saved by Dubois. Back up top. There's another three ball. And it's good. That's number 14, Fontaine. 49-23 as we break the 5 minutes to go in the game, Mark. Johnson with the ball, takes a three off the mark. Rebounded by Dubois, and then a scrum. And a jump ball. This time it's going to belong to the Lady Owls. Mackenzie Taylor got in there on a scrum and created a jump ball. Johnson, Taylor, and Craig are exhausted. They've went the whole night tonight, as it is their last home game, senior night. I'm sure they'll be checking out here soon, probably. Taylor with the ball. And there is a foul, I bet, on, I'm going to say Miranda Davis. Yep. She was wrestling with a young lady there, away from the ball. First foul for the Lady Owls. Miranda Davis' second foul. Dubois with the ball again. Up by 26. They get it to the free throw line. Down low. And Olivia Funk. No, that was Miranda Davis. Miranda Davis hits the ball out of bounds. Still be Dubois' ball. Dubois inbounds. Way out. There we are. Oh, nice steal there by Alyssa Johnson. She's not going to be, she thought about going coast to coast, and she might still. No, it's stolen away by Dubois. Dubois. 4:11 to go in the game. There's a long shot off the mark. Off of Dubois, out of bounds. Lady Owls will inbound. 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Dubois putting in some subs now. Just be a matter of time when Coach Blatchley probably brings his seniors out one at a time, you would think, but I've seen him sometimes do them all at once, so you never know what's going to happen, but he does. So Johnson with the ball, puts up a shot. Oh, off the mark. Rebound by Miranda Davis. Jump ball again. That one's going to go to Dubois. 3:46 to go. Dubois taking their time now across the timeline.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back, James Patrick. I don't know what happened there. We lost a computer. It went away, and it took that long to reboot. I'm sorry about that, but your three seniors have been replaced now, and they've checked out. Dubois leads 49-25. Madison Reimer did get her first points, I believe, of the season. Keith Shore's in there. Olivia Funk is in there. There's a basket by C. Kennis. Casey Poe is in there. Madison Reimer and Miranda Davis. So there's a shot off the mark. We're down to 44 seconds to go. Dubois with the ball. 51-25. A 26-point lead. And there is there's a foul on Ort. Number 32 for Dubois. That's her third. I'm not going to try to pronounce it at this point. 31 seconds to go. Keyshore is going to inbound to Casey Poe. Poe back to Keyshore across the timeline. 25 seconds. Here comes Madison Reimer. Out by the three-point line. Gets it to Olivia Funk. At the foul line, Funk back out to Reimer. Reimer's going to take a three. Gets blocked. Funk with a rebound. Oh, and I think that was a shot, and it was off the mark. And that's going to be your final score. Dubois, 51. Your Lady Bradford Owls, 25. I'm going to grab some stats, be back with the post game. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford, WESB Bradford, BRR Bradford.
Your home for Super Bowl 59, B107.5 FM,
and 100.1 The Hero.
Welcome back, James Patrick, Owl's Nest, senior night for the Lady Owls tonight. They come up on the short end of the score, 51-25. Just too much there by the Dubois Lady Beavers. In the second half, similar to the Punxsutawney game, Lady Owls were outscored in the third quarter 10-5, and in the fourth quarter 11-4. Not much in the second half, the last two games for the Lady Owls. And throughout the season, they had been stronger in the second half. They get off to slow starts, but these last couple games have been slow finishes. Real quick, leading scorer for the game is going to be Fontaine for Dubois and Kennis, A. Kennis, with 15 and 13. Also Powers with 9. The Lady Owls were led by Alyssa Johnson with 7, Alexis Keyshore with 5, and Sevilla Long with 5. Just not much for the Lady Owls. Once again, Haley Keene unable to go, injured last couple games. The Lady Owls have at least one more road game and possibly two to try to end the season with some positive stuff here and move the program forward. So that's it for tonight from here at the Owls Nest. Once again, the final score, 51-25. Dubois Lady Beavers come out on top. This is James Patrick for WSB Sports.